You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. Thanks so much for joining us every Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. Brothers and sisters, we are celebrating the month of May to bring our devotion to our Blessed Mother. And so let's begin with a prayer, and I hope you enjoy a short little prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Father, help us seek the values that will bring us everlasting joy in this changing world. In our desire for what you promise, make us one in mind and heart. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I was talking on the last broadcast about Mary's heart as a counterpart of the heart of Jesus, right? And I also wanted to continue that just a little bit. That the heart of Jesus was a suffering heart and symbolized by the thorns encircling it, the cross above it, and the gash opened in its side. Your heart was also a suffering heart. Its martyrdom began with Simeon's prophecy in the temple and was completed on Calvary when the hands and feet of Jesus were pierced with nails. The sound of each blow of the hammer inflicted a wound in your heart. When his side was opened with a lance, a sword of anguish also pierced your heart. The heart of Jesus was a pure heart. Your heart was also a pure heart. This is our Blessed Mother, free from the stain of original sin, from the least stain of actual sin. Your heart is pure and spotless because it's sanctified beyond all other hearts by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, making it worthy to be the dwelling place of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Hence, the Church pays loving respect to your Immaculate Heart. The heart of Jesus was a generous heart, symbolized by the wound in his side from which came forth the last drops of his heart's blood shed for us, and by which we can reach the treasures of that divine heart. Your heart is also a generous heart, full of love, abounding in mercy. All mankind may find a place there as your children, if they only choose to listen to your loving appeal. Your heart is a refuge for sinners, for you are the Mother of Mercy, who has never been known to turn anyone away who came to seek your aid. I hope you have done just that, brothers and sisters. In times of struggle, in times of challenges, we run to our Blessed Mother to intercede for us. Mary, your Immaculate Heart is the hope of the world. In your apparitions at Fatima, you reveal that it is the design of the Divine Mercy to cure the world through your heart. As the heart of a mother triumphs over the just anger of a father in an earthly family, so your heart will triumph by averting the force of God's justice upon this sinful world. In your 6 apparitions at Fatima, you made repeated demands for penance and reparation. Grant that we all may heed your warning, for only through penance and reparation can we blot out sin and the insult it inflicts on God. Be pleased to lead mankind securely to certain victory over communism through the triumph of your Immaculate Heart, as you promised at Fatima. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph, and an era of peace will be conceded to mankind. I consecrate myself entirely to your Immaculate Heart. I consecrate to you my very being and my whole life, all that I have, all that I love, all that I am. I desire that all that is in me and around me may belong to you and may share in the benefits of your motherly blessing. Brothers and sisters, the month of May is the perfect time to celebrate our devotion to our Blessed Mother. And during May, in line with Mother's Day, we commemorate the Blessed Virgin Mary's extraordinary role as a mother to both Jesus Christ and the whole church. That's you and I. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered, "What sort of greeting might this be?" Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end." Brothers and sisters, why is it our Blessed Mother is so important in our Catholic faith? Mary, of course, is a central figure in our Catholic faith, and her life illustrates how our Almighty Father works in our lives. Mary came from a simple background, and yet she was called by God to fulfill a very extraordinary role, that of becoming the mother of Jesus Christ. This role was no easy feat. During Mary's time, women did not have equal standing as men in society. And second, when Jesus was born, King Herod ordered infants everywhere to be slaughtered. So Mary had to flee to Egypt to escape the massacre and save her child. Despite the hardships she had to go through, Mary became an instrument of faith and stayed committed in her role bringing to life God's promised Son. In our Catholic faith, we are taught the 3 core values of Mary. Do you know what they might be? These were embodied by the Holy Mother in the way she lived her life. As her children, we too should aspire to embrace these values in our own lives and in the way we treat others. The first one, my dear brothers and sisters, the value of humility. Humility is one of the most fundamental values that we have as Christians. We can only receive Christ when we are humble and meek. Mary teaches us that pride and selfishness is something that we must avoid. She had an extraordinary role as the Mother of God, and yet she remained humble in her ways and continued to serve the Lord with devotion. Being humble isn't always easy. The Marian value of humility teaches us to put others first. When we are humble, we let go of selfish human ways and become in tune with the ways and will of God. That is a very important thing for us to remember anytime we're praying in the presence of our Lord, that we humble ourselves to Almighty God. We are nothing, brothers and sisters. We are dust, and from dust we'll go to dust. We cannot do anything. We cannot, even in the Divine Mercy Prayer, it says, we cannot ascend to you, but only through your mercy and compassion can we reach the gates of heaven. Number two is the value of simplicity. Mary lived her life in the simplest way, and despite having found favor in the Lord, she accepted what was given to her with grace and humility. Our world puts a premium on material wealth. Boy, oh boy, it's like, you know, there used to be a show not long ago. Oh, this was actually, I shouldn't say not long ago. It was long ago. And I forgot his name, but he was, I think it was called The Rich and Famous or something like that. And he would showcase celebrities' homes, whether they were movie stars or singers or anybody that was, exceedingly wealthy. And he would show you these buildings. To me, it wasn't a house. I mean, it was a huge building. Of the money that these actors and celebrities had accumulated, and how they spent their money, and how it looked in the house. I mean, in this monster of a home, if you want to call it. But anyways, it was that kind of thing, and it was all, you know, people. I watched it. I must say, I watched it. I was curious. I was very young. I think we had not been married very long, and. You know, I mean, we were living in an apartment. And so seeing these big homes, wow, wouldn't you like to live in something like that? And then, of course, as you buy your home and then you start living in, you say, oh, I wouldn't want that. Look at how much cleaning I'd have to do. But then you have to realize these people have people who clean their homes. None of these people clean their homes, I don't think. Right? But anyways, it's that kind of thing, brothers and sisters, that we're surrounded with. We really are. And if you watch television, then you're going to be bombarded with commercials, anything that's new on the market in fashion, makeup, clothing, cars, you name it. It's out there, and you're constantly tempted. You almost feel bad that you don't have those things, and makes you feel that, oh, you know, I don't have as much. And then, of course, you don't become content with what you have. And that's the sad thing. That's a very sad situation. We become blinded by material pursuits, the latest gadgets, as I said, family, fancy cars, and expensive vacations. And while there really is nothing with enjoying these gifts per se, really, there's nothing wrong with them, right? But it is important to remember that being obsessed, or that being your idol with these things, that can distract all of us from God. It makes us believe that true happiness can be found in the physical world rather than in the spiritual. So being simple encourages us to trust more in God, to use His divine standards as our yardstick for life, rather than our own shallow and superficial standards. We are reminded that this world is not, this is very important. We are, as I said before, we are reminded that this world is not our permanent abode, and that eternity is waiting for us at the end of our earthly journey. Finally, when we live simply, we become closer to the people who are needy because we understand their plight. We learn to have God's heart for those people in need. So by living simply, we realize that there is more to life than pursuing meaningless ambitions. And then finally, number three, the value of charity. Charity is at the heart of everything that Mary did. Being a mother involves being charitable and deeply generous in one's actions. It is an act of sacrifice. In our Catholic religion, love and charity are often frequently interchanged, and really with good reason, since the value of charity is a kind of love. Charity is a theological virtue that lets us love God above all things. Practicing all other Catholic virtues is animated and inspired by charity, and it is the value that binds everything together, excuse me, in perfect harmony. By being charitable, we exhibit other fruits of the Spirit, like joy, peace, and mercy. We receive more than we give. It is an act of sacrifice that nourishes our soul. So, how do we celebrate our love for Mary? How do you celebrate it, brothers and sisters? What do you do for your Blessed Mother? Saying the rosary more often? Maybe setting up a beautiful little altar in your home for Blessed Mother with a rosary, maybe some roses, prayer cards, an icon, her picture, a statue, a lovely candle that's been blessed by Father. That would be really nice, brothers and sisters, to have a little place in your home where you find, where you can pray and be in peace. I think there's so much to be had by that. It is so nourishing for the soul. You know, in our Catholic faith, devotion to the Blessed Virgin is called the Marian devotion. And we practice several traditions and events during the month of May to express the love we have for our Holy Mother. This is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time to give thanks to Mary for the grace and bounty that we received after Lent. We offer beautiful garlands and flowers to praise Mary as the Queen of Heavens and the Earth. We also respect and honor her through religiously praying the Rosary. In the Philippines, for example, and I have many Filipino families that I know, and I just love each and every one of them. They are so devoted, and we have much to learn from our Filipino families who demonstrate the pure love of Mary on a consistent basis. They're such devoted peoples. There is the popular Flor de Mayo, which is celebrated every third week of May, and during this festive event, towns across the Philippines parade the image of the Blessed Virgin, adorned by fresh and beautiful flowers. For many Catholic devotees, this is an opportune time to offer your intentions and prayers, and they do this during the parade. So, brothers and sisters, Mother Mary is a beautiful example of how God can transform us from just ordinary people to extraordinary ones. Aside from being an important symbol in the Catholic faith, Mary is a significant influence in our personal journey as Catholics. So, I pray that this month gives you a chance to celebrate and do something nice for our Blessed Mother. You know that April that has passed, April 28th, would mark the 300 plus anniversary of the death of Saint Louis-Marie Grignion de Montfort, one of the most important promoters of Marian devotion, the Rosary, and consecration to Our Lady as a sure means of growing in grace and in love for Jesus, her Son, and our Lord. And you probably have one as well. Just hold on. Right. So I have my little book, and I don't know, but if you call the office at Radio Maria here in Canada, in Toronto, I got my book from them, True Devotion to Mary, St. Louis Grignon de Montfort, a beautiful book, absolutely beautiful, and I'll be quoting from St. Montfort through the broadcast during this month, but an absolutely beautiful book, and I don't know, I can't remember, I mean, I at that time, whatever I paid, I mean, I don't know if it's more or whatever, I don't know, but anyways, it's a small little book, but worth its money for sure. I mean, I paid, I think it was $5. So brothers and sisters, I'm not sure if the phone number is the same, 416-245-7117. I think it is 245-7117. If not, just go on the RadioMaria.ca website and check it out, and you should find the office number there, and get yourself a beautiful little book called True Devotion to Mary. All right, so that's a little plug for the book. Brothers and sisters, it was Montfort's method of consecration to Our Lady that St. John Paul II made and led to his motto, Tutus Tu. Let me see if I can say tus. In the book, Crossing the Threshold of Hope, St. John Paul II wrote, "Thanks to Louis de Montfort," he said, "I came to understand that true devotion to the Mother of God is actually Christocentric. Indeed, it is very profoundly rooted in the mystery of the Blessed Trinity and the mysteries of the Incarnation and Redemption." So, it is through the, and this is some quotes by St. Louis de Montfort. He said, "It is through the Most Blessed Virgin Mary that Jesus Christ came into the world, and it is also through her that he will reign in the world." He said, "Our entire perfection consists in being conformed, united, and consecrated to Jesus Christ. Hence, the most perfect of all devotions is undoubtedly that which conforms, unites, and consecrates us most perfectly to Jesus Christ. And now, since Mary is of all creatures the one most conformed to Jesus Christ, it follows that among all devotions, that which most consecrates and conforms a soul to our Lord is devotion to Mary, his Holy Mother, and that the more a soul is consecrated to her, the more will it be consecrated to Jesus Christ." So, brothers and sisters, consecrating yourself and praying to your Blessed Mother makes you and gets you closer to Jesus each and every time. It's not like you're praying for one and not for the other. It would be, as St. Louis de Montfort says, "It would hardly be possible for me to put into words how much Our Lady," and this is a good one, "how much Our Lady thinks of the Holy Rosary and how she vastly prefers it to all other devotions. Neither can I sufficiently express how highly she rewards those who work to preach the devotion, to establish it and spread it, nor on the other hand, how firmly she punishes those who work against it." He continues, "If priests and religious have an obligation to meditate on the great truths of our holy religion in order to live up to their vocation worthily, the same obligation then is just as much incumbent upon the laity, because of the fact that every day they meet with spiritual dangers which might make them lose their souls. Therefore, they should arm themselves with the frequent meditation on the life, virtues, and sufferings of our blessed Lord, which are so beautifully contained in the 15 mysteries of the Holy Rosary." And that kind of encourages all of us, brothers and sisters, to all of us that, you know, we need to pray the rosary in the car, wherever you possibly can, brothers and sisters, wherever you possibly can, Pray the rosary, my dear friends. Pray it. Pray it all the time. Pray it in the car. Pray it, you know, in the park. If you say the rosary faithfully, says Saint Montfort, if you say the rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that in spite of the gravity, listen, in spite of the gravity of your sins, that you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. Even if you are on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, even if you have sold your soul to the devil as sorcerers do who practice black magic, and even if you are a heretic, as obstinate as a devil, sooner or later you will be converted and will amend your life and will save your soul. If, and mark well what I say, if you say the Holy Rosary devoutly every day until death for the purpose of knowing the truth and obtaining contrition and pardon for your sins. He continues, if then we are establishing sound devotion to our Blessed Lady, it is only in order to establish devotion to our Lord more perfectly by providing a smooth but certain way of reaching Jesus Christ. As she was the way by which Jesus first came to us, she will again be the way by which he will come to us the second time, not in the same manner. Since she is the sure means, the direct and immaculate way to Jesus and the perfect guide to him, it is through her that souls who are to shine forth in sanctity must find him. He who finds Mary finds life, that is, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Mary then must be better known than ever for the deeper understanding and greater glory of the Blessed Trinity. In these latter times, Mary must shine forth more than ever in mercy, power, and grace, to bring back and welcome lovingly the poor sinners and wanderers who are to be converted and returned to the Catholic Church. And return to the Catholic Church in power to combat the enemies of God who will rise up menacingly to seduce and crush by promises and threats all those who oppose them. Finally, she must shine forth in grace to inspire and support the valiant soldiers and loyal servants of Jesus Christ who are fighting for his cause. Brothers and sisters, I know my time is up, but I just want to thank you so much for being with me. Mary is, as it says in the Legion of Mary, Mary must become as terrible as an army in battle array to the devil and his followers, especially in these latter times. And Satan knows he has little time, even less. So, brothers and sisters, Salve Maria. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets, I wouldn't change a single day. A single